All right, it's the rundown. It's Wednesday. It is May 8th.
Correct.
Is it?
Full. Yeah. Nice. Oh, and this is perfect because it's presented by 1-800-Flowers. Roses are the perfect way to say surprise, to surprise all your mums in your life, your wife, your sister, your grandma. A dozen multicolored roses for only $29.99, plus another dozen in a vase, that's the fancy way to say vase, for free is an amazing offer. But hurry, because it expires Friday. We're just going to let them do that, or what? We're just going to let them drill?
Bush, that's you.
Stop! To get this offer, go to 1-800-Flowers.com.
Davey's coming in hot.
Click the radio icon. Well, if you told me we're working with a company that put together our first office and was 2 years late doing it and made 1,000 promises they didn't deliver on, I would have said don't use that company for this one, Pete, because they'll probably be late. Click the radio icon, enter the code RUNDOWN. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Code RUNDOWN. Don't forget, this offer ends Friday. I also, it's my dad's birthday. I have a double.
Ooh.
May 12th is Mother's Day, and I also will be in Atlantic City hosting Harrah's Pool After Dark.
Never
stop. A lot of stuff going on.
Get him some flowers. Get your dad some flowers.
This is my first day in the office.
Welcome back.
It's nice. It's not even close to done.
And your office stinks.
And Pete put me in a closet.
It is the most embarrassing office I've ever seen.
Especially seeing Erica's office, which
Erica's
is magnificent.
Got a baller office. You have
now,
a closet.
No, I fully admit, I'm like, I don't care. I don't care, but I just didn't. It's like, I don't really care, but
I know,
I didn't think
you know what it is. I know that.
Stop drilling, we're filming!
I know you don't
the
care.
What the fuck do these people listen to over there? 20 fucking minutes.
For 20 freaking
I feel
minutes.
Like you care when someone else, you said like a couple athletes have come by and been like, this is the most embarrassing thing.
I just got so that, literally. I have to go back to like, you. A lot of it's like you've worked for 15 years to go dead backwards into a shoebox.
Like that's what bothers you. Not physically being in there, but when you get disrespect, like
I don't mind. I am easy with it. You can't close the door. If you close the door, you're gonna get claustrophobic. What I don't understand, looking around, is there's windows
everywhere.
And well, from what I
like
gather,
we built
this office.
Yeah, I think there's some like ventilation shit that they couldn't have.
But like, what about that corner?
Yep, could have had a corner office.
Or that corner.
Yep.
No, they really fucked you over here. Can they like unfrost your windows? Because not only do you not have windows, like your current windows are frosted, so like you can't even look at the outdoors. You couldn't see the sky
if
you wanted to.
I thought that he would maybe want that for privacy purposes.
He asked. Like, Pete asked. I'm like, I don't care.
He's got the button to lock.
And I did see this office, so that's part of it. Like I was on the search committee to pick our new office. I saw this. It's huge. I mean,
there was more space for you for sure.
I could have a floor. There's a lot of unused space. So that was a little surprising they just put me in there.
Send it this way.
Let me put it this way. It's my office is small enough where my calendars don't fit.
like those big, the big whiteboard?
Smaller calendars.
Oh, wow.
So
it's an office for an ant.
Keith has more room than you over there.
Everybody does. That's fine. I'm actually not. I'm more like, why?
Just curious.
Yeah. So I'm back.
You're back.
Back.
You're coming in hot. We'll get to it, but coming in hot.
You got Team Portnoy right
that
now?
That I knew. I get,
yeah,
what is this
right?
camera doing? What is this? Just rotates around?
Yeah. Rotating cameras. They got minds of their own now. It was fucking wild.
I think it was trying to film your office, and now it's back to us.
It just has a brain? Oh, Pete lives in that other, in his palatial estate, doing his Scorsese routine. You're a tech guy, Pete. You're not a director. And now he's got this automated thing. I got it.
Unbelievable. He's got about 1,000 square feet over there.
He does.
He built himself an office.
And he's worked hard. It's hard to get the internet going, even though I guess it's not. But whatever.
It is kind of funny that we don't have internet.
That I expected.
Still. Why?
Because it's just very hard to move. And it seems like we move because we leased out where we were. Like, we're not ready to move.
No.
Pete said this is going to be done the end of the week. What no. planet do you live on,
Well,
buddy?
I think that we should have just probably pushed it back, but everyone wanted to get out of the last one, right?
I thought
I would rather be here with construction than there.
Oh, no. Construction drives me nuts. Also, the bathrooms. I think we're going to have to build new ones. It's not so much that there's not a ton. They're just so small.
They're tiny, but I mean.
Like, again, was that built from scratch? I don't know. I guess I should maybe paid more attention. That's on me, I guess. But it's like common sense.
I mean, in Pete's defense, he sent like 60,000 emails, and I don't think any of us ever replied to any of them.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's a lot.
All right, let's move on into the subjects. NBA playoffs. Both of us, Roan, are in trouble. I would say.
If this was yesterday, I would have so much shit to talk on you, but I just have to swallow my own words because the Sixers looked like the worst team in NBA history last night.
Are you sick of him, Embiid and his colds and sniffling? But Barkley and Shaq went off on him being.
They did light him up, saying that he's not like a leader or whatever. You can't show weakness or anything.
And he's contagious, like moping and be like, "Oh, I'm sick."
And you're talking shit on him, but dude, like, think about like if you had the cold that you had during Rough and Rowdy. And someone's like, go play basketball.
Nobody had that cold.
Embiid has that cold right now.
He but even getting a cold, it's like I don't know. Everyone else seems to be like a fine-tuned machine who never gets sick and shit. He does.
By the way, I got over mine in 24 hours. His cold's dragging on for a month.
I heard that he's getting an injection in his knee that weakens his immune system. That he's like, he needs to protect his knees.
I mean, he's Mr. Glass then. Like, if you got the knees, you got the immune system, it's like he's noodle.
He's just a guy that like rests. He's just like a big dude. Like, you can't
run him.
There's
a lot of big dudes in the NBA.
But you can't run him at 100 miles an hour all the time. You need to, like, put diesel fuel in him. You need to fuel him up right. Maybe he's not eating the right shit.
Well, like, yeah. Didn't he say he eats Chick-fil-A and shit like
he
that?
He eats, like, tons of Shake Shack and Chick-fil-A or whatever. So those are obviously problems.
So what do you think's going forward with the series?
I mean, I think that we take it to 7 and we see what happens. But every single game, like, there's been a meteoric change, or like there's a huge change in like what you think's happening. After game 3, it's like, oh, the Sixers are going to coast to the conference finals.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think it's going to go 7. I think it's Toronto is 7. The Celtics, they stink.
Celtics are fucked.
They stink.
Well, I believe you said that they were not going to win a game, the Bucks. That you're going to give them one game.
Paul Pierce said that.
No. Paul Pierce said it was over after 1. You said that it would maybe go 5.
You know, I'm reluctant to say I think I, you know.
But I mean, you literally said that. You said maybe it'll go 5.
Vince McMahon pulling off the mask, being like, it was me all along. Kyrie Irving, I've been right about, I think, all along. Get him the fuck off my team.
I don't want any part of him in New York, man.
He's going to go with Durant. By the way, I don't know if you saw my tweets. I sat courtside, and the guy next to me was rooting for the Bucks. And I was like, why are you rooting for the Bucks? And I quote, I own them.
God damn, that's a flex.
Oh, that makes sense.
Wes Evans, I think his name was. His daughter, who I guess has been on mixtape, was the one who created the stir because she's gorgeous. She's a model. And she was the one who represented the Bucks at the draft. He was complaining a lot about the fouls. It's like I actually lost a dollar bet to him before I knew who it was because I thought there'd be a flagrant. There wasn't. But yeah.
That's good for you. You're sitting next to the fucking owner. You're in owner's. New seats for you, right?
I mean, they were like center court dead. They were big time seats. So, yeah, but the Celtics are dead.
Absolutely dead. They're not, I mean, they haven't clicked Boston as a team, but also, dead. By the way, you're going up against Giannis. It's like, we said this yesterday in the rundown, it's a 60-win team with Giannis.
Giannis is awesome, and I actually like Giannis. And the thing with the Celtics, which all my friends were talking about, it's like if you have an open three besides Kyrie maybe, like who do you even want to take it? There's no answer. I say Marquise Morris.
If Kyrie's off the team, do you think that's a cure-all? You think next season you're just good?
I don't know. I mean, what's the name's been horrible, Rozier, but maybe he was better when he was playing more, so maybe, like, you give him the keys and
well, that's like Jalen Rose was saying, like, you know, Kyrie's gone and his teammates are going to pack his bags for him. Like,
right.
They hate him. A guy like
Terry
Rozier.
He's an asshole.
Yeah. He is. He's a dick. He's always kind of been – he had his issues with LeBron. When he doesn't, he has his issues with the media. He brings it upon himself. He's just a dick.
It's interesting to see what he does, though, because his whole leaving LeBron, like, I want to be the guy I can lead. Well, you can't. You're a recreational role player.
Right.
Like, you're not that good.
No, even in New York, it's like you can't be a
Are we now kid. Softening on that he won the Cavs that title?
No, he won the Cavs that title. On to a better situation, the NHL playoffs. Bruins advance, so we got Bruins versus another. Who we playing? Carolina, another fake hockey town.
Yeah.
That, real quick, Stinger.
Yeah,
you killed him.
Put him in your back pocket.
He is the biggest fraud going. That's he belly. Still hasn't congratulated me. He hasn't tweeted at me once. Don't come at me, Stinger, and then get your ass kicked, and just go silent. It's not what hockey is about.
You got to do the handshake line now.
You know? Have to be like, congratulations, Dave. You obliterated me. Good luck moving on. He didn't do that.
So are you going to demand that from him?
Yeah. I have been doing that.
Yeah.
He just pretends I don't
exist. Stinger put out a very, you know, what a great year we had, and it didn't end the way we wanted it to, but on to the next one. Would have been a perfect spot to also say, and props to my guy, Dave.
He attacked me out of the clouds. We got in a major fight. I offered to make him a bet when the series was tied, which if he had any integrity, he would have accepted that the loser becomes the other's butler for a day. Would have been hilarious. Step to the mic, Stinger, you fucking fake bee. Not even a real bee. So
I'm rooting for the Hurricanes in a huge way in this series.
Why?
I can't. You guys can't win three championships in a year. That
and
would
then
be,
we got the Blues rolling around. That would be a hell of a series. That was a great fantastic. Game last night.
YP is. I mean, if they make a cup run, if they're into the Stanley
this
Cup.
This is a cup run. When
no,
you
no,
get to
I
the
mean,
finals,
I,
cup run.
If they're in the finals, he's going to do something with that chinchilla. That's.
My
I don't know. It. He's gonna put
I mean,
inside
your
body.
Junk was like flopping on the last one. It's getting more and more sexual
so now,
every time.
So now if I now we're interviewing him, so this camera's gonna rotate or something. What happens?
No, come on, camera here.
So we
come on over.
How did we used to get him on camera?
They would just walk over.
Okay.
Yeah. Or there's like a sky.
I think you still gotta walk on.
Well, then why was that camera doing that rotate?
I think it can move, but I think if you're going to be on the show, you should just come on the set. You know, like, it's getting more and more sexual. You're rubbing your nipples. Your junk's flopping around. You're obviously getting more and more excited as you get deeper and deeper.
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of that. I also only have so many dance moves, so it's like after so many videos, the only thing to get the people going is more weird shit, I feel like. I don't think I'm ever going to keister them. I wouldn't really project that. I don't know. I don't think.
Are you
going to
lose
that.
Any more clothes? Will the shorts come off? Because that's.
I mean, I don't know how I can unless I think if they win the cup, I'm gonna have to show my wiener on camera. I don't know if that's allowed on Twitter.
I'll tell you who will. My buddy Elio wins $100,000 if the Blues win the cup.
Wow.
So he'll show his
wiener. At the beginning of the season, 3,000 I think it was 35-1.
You get the winner of Avalanche and Sharks.
Yeah. Which Stan Kroenke, the guy who moved the Rams from St. Louis to LA, owns the Avalanche.
So you got a little extra juice.
I would love that.
I'm gonna put a Dave Portnoy. I guarantee that the Sharks win tonight.
I think they will,
I think
too.
They're going to win big.
Fuck yeah.
I think they will, but I don't know.
It's also, I have the Logan Couture bet, which would be weird if it's Bruins Sharks, where if Couture wins the Stanley Cup, I spend the day with him during his cup day.
Well, you can't do that if it's Bruins.
Well, I'd try to ruin the day.
Okay, that's fair.
I'll say this. After being a Barca fan for a long time and watching Dave Portnoy trounce city after city, the fact that we're like even approaching the fact of taking on it is... I don't know. You've done it.
How are you going to play it? I would curse
him. It would be you and that cross-eyed fuck versus Boston.
I don't know. I mean, it's not a situation. Obviously, I'd get there under any circumstances. So if that's – it would be the most epic win of all time if we beat
– I mean, can you have one of your – have you ever had this?
What?
Like, have you ever had one of your team members, like, what if he's, like, laughing in your face?
No, we've never had it direct. We had the Eagles, obviously, with the Bubbly Gang and Smitty, who I didn't like either of those guys.
But not on your team. This would be,
no, never on my team.
A Team Portnoy guy. Could
be. What's
more important, Team Portnoy or the Blues?
I mean, it's very close. Imagine it was the Islanders. That was a whisker. Well, not a whisker. They got swept, but that was demoralizing. At the
even Frankie, though, wouldn't laugh in your face if
they were winning. No, he wouldn't.
We were not that stupid.
So you hold Team Portnoy higher than the Blues.
Wow. No, it's not about that. I'm saying, like, I would know even if they're up 3-0. Until they like put the stake through his heart, I would never be bragging. Because how many times are you going to watch him do it?
I mean, you have to try and get in where you can. If you have a chance, like, you got to kind of blow it up. You can't, like, turn down the glory just because Dave's
out here. I wouldn't turn down my stuff, but I wouldn't be coming at him. When they asked me last week, Devlin asked me on Snapchat about Louie the Bear, the Blues mascot, when you were going out, I was like, Louie, please, for the love of God, stay out of this. The last thing that we need.
Call off the dogs. You don't need any extra.
Well, yeah, and Stinger, like, ruined Columbus, for sure.
Yes.
Okay, moving on. So Paul Pierce farted in Michelle Beadle's face.
Sound crew, that gentleman right there is the truth.
Nasty.
Michelle Beadle smelling something in the air. This gentleman is the big guy. That's an inside joke.
We're trapped in a room, y'all.
We're here to do one more thing. You guys seen us give...
That dude's an asshole.
Pierce?
Yes.
I don't mind. By all intents and purposes, Beatles kind of an asshole.
But did you see how he was sitting, bro? His asshole was wide open. He was like sitting like this when
I mean,
he farted.
He was trying to fart on that girl.
He trumpeted his fart out. Like it was like he just lined up his colon towards like a fucking like fan. He just blew his asshole up all over. That's the most disrespectful thing you can do.
He's the truth.
Did he have to pay the fucking piper for that? Yeah, the series is over.
He made a gif of the Michael Scott like.
Okay, so he copped to it a little bit. All
right. This clip was amazing. So Zion Williamson, is it Zion or Zion?
Zion.
He threw a football 3,000 yards.
Holy fuck. That looked like, remember the Michael Vick Powerade commercial that was like photoshopped where he throws it out of the stadium? It looked fake.
Yeah, it did.
There's only like three people who I know are really gonna love this, and it's gonna be a lot of work on our rundown people. The only man I've ever seen throw a football like that was the dude from the North End. I posted North End video about North End regional accents. It's an old school video, and he's just casually talking it. He takes a football, throws it over the mountains.
Come here, will you please for a minute? You look all gagada, what's the matter? Rough night? Seriously, did you make it on my party, Friday?
We tried to track this guy down, and I think he works at like Pete's Fiesta now or some like Italian fest. This guy threw a football 9,000 yards. I've never seen anyone so casually as this video where he just throws it. Get this guy from this video, North End regional
accents.
There's
no way this is still around, is there?
Oh, it is.
And he makes like, now?
He's wearing like a green sweatshirt or something, and he just takes it and flick of the wrist, 200 yards.
You got to try his pie, no? He's got these fucking, he works, makes pizzas. Imagine how he kneads the dough.
Yeah, I don't know if he makes pizza or he just works at some like Italian festival.
What's amazing. Zion Williamson doing on the beach, I'm wondering? Like, is he on like a spring break type thing now?
Good, he's a college kid, right?
But it's like, he's just living right now. Yeah, he's just, he's not getting ready for the draft. He's just out sowing his wild oats. It's a great time to be Zion right now.
Great time to be Zion. Great time. Sticking with farts and asses. So this guy got arrested, was it? Did he get arrested? He had an
yes.
I eat ass bumper sticker in Florida, of all places, where I guess of all things they're going to take a stand on is this, like profanity. And he refused to take it off. He said it's just words. They arrested him.
He took a mugshot and they like cited him, and then they told him to take it off, and he said, no, I'm not taking it off. And he had to go to jail and take a mugshot. He got like...
What's the charge?
It's like peaceful resisting. Mm-hmm. So it's like resisting arrest, but he didn't like fight. He just resisted what the officer said.
It is wild in Florida. You know?
Of all places, you can do anything.
Anything. You know, people are killing and
I eat ass isn't even that bad.
You had it in 2019? That's like, yeah, of course you do.
At first, I thought it was going to be like, I hate the N-word or like the Holocaust. Is like something like very inflammatory.
Everybody's eating butt, and if you put it on a sticker, no big deal.
Who cares?
This guy's driving a fucking Silverado four-door fucking truck. You can't put an I eat ass sticker on your fucking Silverado?
What's even the point of having a Silverado if you can't put the I eat ass sticker on
it? It doesn't make any sense.
Or living in Florida for that matter.
Or like a Calvin and Hobbes pissing thing. Like that's like, oh, that's I like golden showers. Like, and it's a picture of it. It's not even just the words of it.
Preach wrong.
Where does it end?
Camille Kostick, who was in the studio today, cover of Sports Illustrated. Kind of surreal. Like, not kind of, very surreal.
Definitely.
Considering that we've known her forever before she was, she was on fucking Rundown in Arizona when nobody knew who she was. Now to be, I would say, maybe the most famous cover you can have in this profession.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
What would be up there?
I think Victoria's Secret's always compared to Sports Illustrated, but
they don't
the
have
cover
a magazine,
is not a thing.
Yeah. Right.
And it's once a year. It's like a one time a year thing.
And this is some Ichiro shit. MVP and rookie of the year in the same season.
Oh, this is her first
year. I thought she was rookie. Oh,
so she won the contest, but she didn't. She won the rookie of the like the rookie contest to get in, but she hasn't done any work. This is her first shoot.
I will say, and I complained about this last year, and I know it's like throwback with Tyra Banks, and they had the soccer player
Alex Morgan.
I one cover, please.
They've been doing that a lot. Like, that's every
last
year, now, right?
Two or three years.
Yeah.
One cover.
Yeah, that is. It dilutes
it
a little bit.
I had asked her because I said it's like when you win the lottery and then you find out that you also have to split it like three ways because someone other people won.
Yeah, that's devastating.
Like, does it like diminish? And she said no because she said she was honored to like be with Tyra Banks.
I'd agree with that, but then they should be on the same cover.
Got it.
Yeah, together, posing together.
Yeah. Then, but I mean, still, don't get me wrong. Gigantic, huge. By the way, she walked into my office to say hello. First thing she says, I can't believe this is your office. Where are the windows? Yeah. Literally everybody goes in there, loses like, so I don't care personally, but it's bad for the company. If I have to like do a business where it's like, hey, we got to close this deal or something, you walk into this
no
office
one's gonna respect
and you're like, you are a joke.
Yeah, you have like in negotiations, you have no hand.
Just get an addition. Why don't you just get an addition or something? Like build it out this way. Get like a porch or something like that.
Can we
like put like a, like a,
and I know people
look
keep
like
being
a
like,
you know
said you
put like a TV up, it looks like a window.
People kept saying, I know you didn't care, and I don't, but I thought there was a level of decorum here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need it to be the Taj Mahal,
that's
but
what,
I also don't want to feel like I'm in a shoebox.
Yeah.
I didn't think I'd revert backwards from Milton.
If other people didn't say anything, you wouldn't care. But people are chirping, so it makes sense.
No, I said right away, I'm like, wow, this is like, I mean, they can't, there's no room to hang
the calendar.
It's I've like gone way backwards.
Yeah.
It's 8 foot by 10 foot. You could probably get prison swollen there and just do a ton of fucking.
And it had fumes. So if you shut the door, you're going to die.
You're
dying. Wow. All right, that's a rundown. I assume you already talked about your League of Your Own picture.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. No, we didn't. Yeah, I mean, she looks more like me than I look like me.
Unbelievable.
She looks.
That might be the best doppelganger. I mean, there's a lot of Barstool, a very strange amount of doppelgangers.
Right, like
that's
you,
gotta be the best
you
ever.
With the sex, the porno guy.
That's a
fantastic
great one.
Doppelganger.
Feidelberg has like
thick
60.
Cat, everybody with Feidelberg, but like
but
that's
this
up
is,
there.
This is the number one.
But she's kind of hot though.
So
no?
By the way, you got you gotta like recreate that. You gotta start growing your hair. You gotta put the hat on.
It just
you gotta
like
be her for Halloween.
Just put a hat on.
You gotta do.
I am her.
You can't be her for Halloween. People be like, Roan's just being Roan.
I'm just being. It would be a lazy costume. Yeah. Like it's just I'm her every day. I got to switch things up
weird.
On Halloween a little
and
bit.
The other thing I noticed was, I don't know if there's been any controversy, I noticed that our other fat guy is doing burger reviews now.
Yeah.
We could have two fat guys doing burger reviews.
Yeah, that's like dealing on someone else's corner.
Has somebody,
Lenny, come on
is
over,
that
bud.
Like controversial
what's
right
it called?
Now?
Mad Eat, what's Big
Ass
called?
I mean, we have two fat guys. One of them,
big
the
food.
Only thing he does is burger reviews. And then the other fat guy shows up and does a burger review.
Frank the Tank said he's going to do a burger review now, too.
What do you mean, no?
Because it wasn't a review.
Well, what? You were sitting there eating a burger,
it was talking
being
to the flower.
Fat like Lenny.
It was a challenge. It was a food challenge. It was doing, like, these more outlandish type things. Like, the one was, like, these
at any level, you're things. Like, oh, man, this is like, everyone's going to be like, I'm just doing Glenny.
This one just happened to be a burger.
I actually think there might be, there's a difference between challenges. Like,
you
eat the biggest burger and the hottest
doing that for.
But
this is the second one. Just the first one was something different. Like this week, it'll be something different.
Calling it Big Mood Food makes it seem like it's just a food review thing, not a challenge thing.
I guess that's fair. I mean, this one just the last one wasn't a challenge. This one just happened.
What
to
was
be
the first
challenge.
One?
It was like these weird like cookies and all these like crazy. Like,
I didn't
stuff
see that. I know me and Frankie were in a cab. He's watching. Goes, you see fucking. Ev is
what
just
you
doing.
Think? Were you like what the fuck?
Like how many fat guys?
No, because I saw.
You saw the first.
Because I saw the first one. So I knew this was also a challenge, too. It's not like it was a straight review. And if he's going to do a whole food show, he's going to cross burgers at some point.
Okay. I mean, it was good. It's just, man, it's like...
Yeah, it was just different. We're
trying to build this company.
Because I even thought about that, because we were going to do
something... Oh, you thought about it? When you were eating a burger? Yeah.
Well, going into it, I was like, I didn't want to step on toes. That was not my intention.
Right.
You smashed them. You stomped on those toes.
No.
I will say, I've never done a challenge. I haven't been to the challenge.
Plenty, when you watched it, we're like, huh. The fuck? It's kind of my thing.
How many balls did you get?
As soon
burger?
As I saw it, I thought it, but then.
I didn't review it. Yeah. I did not review the burger.
I've never done a challenge.
Now,
challenge.
What you got to do is go do that burger and give it the balls.
I have done Ainsworth. I did Ainsworth like the first
time. So you did the exact same thing as him?
No. Mine was like, it was like three massive
things. No, so you got to go eat that
stacked
one.
On top of each other.
This could be a whole thing, too. Two fat guys and a Price is Right mic. Like, that could be a whole new, like, just segment.
New franchise.
This pack is wild.
Just call it that.
Price is Right.
Two fat guys and a Price is Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. This is, you're fat shaming our employees these days.
It's
today
not
you are.
Shaming.
You well, you call these guys fat, and then you.
Ev, do you know you're fat?
Yeah.
Lenny?
This isn't fat shaming, I would say.
Do you know you're fat?
I'm a stick. What are you talking about?
It's no fat.
Fine. Shaming. These guys can take it, but you know, you're barking at people about them stuffing their fat faces with food. That was fat shaming. That was mean. That was mean spirited.
That was said out of anger.
Yeah. Yeah, these guys, you know, this is ball busting.
This is said out of love.
The sales guy, you said, go get the fuck out of my office. Go stuff your fat face with more food. That's savage.
I did say that.
That's savage. I didn't see it firsthand. I got it relayed to me. That might be the meanest you've ever been to somebody. I can't imagine another time that you got that personal. Go stuff your fat face with more food. Get
I've
the
never
fuck
gotten
out of
that
my
personal. Yeah.
He got pretty mad when I came in that Virginia Under that one time. You were pretty upset with me.
Yeah, you do like
when,
the fat
when I came, when I went down to do the Snapchat or something, I came but I missed the end of the game, and then everyone lost, and then I realized I won like 5 minutes later.
Yeah, there was a lot
yeah,
of fat
you might,
fucks.
Yeah, you probably said something similar.
A lot of fat fucks. But this was there was vitriol. There was
he was learning like what the he did not take what I'll describe as the Feidelberg method.
Yeah.
He was pushing back, and pushing back was getting me quite angry.
And I guess he was
he deserved
eating too much for your liking, and that's why you were doing
so the sales
face.
Guy sold a package that I hand delivered to him. He showed up, I don't know what he was doing there, and all he did was fucking stuff his face with fucking shrimp cocktails for like 2 days straight.
It happens.
Yeah, you got. I mean, people who still don't subscribe to the Feidelberg method are crazy.
What did he? How was he pushing back?
Once you.
Whoa, we're gonna close a big deal. It's like, I think I told him a Xerox copier could close the deal. It's like I handed you
and
the deal.
And then when you said like, go stuff your fat fucking face, like that what happened?
He left.
That was it.
I was like, he kind of. I'm like, get out of here. And he got out.
Has there been any talk since?
Nope.
Will there be like an apology or anything?
From me?
Like a clear in the air. I know you're never gonna apologize to anybody, but will
no, I'm over it. I need to get out. I was so mad at him. And then he came into my office uninvited.
Into your shoebox too. I mean,
yeah.
Dude, speaking of your controversies, what's good with the Fuck Dave Portnoy blog, bro? That's kind of rude.
The Daddy Girls.
Yeah, what's up with
titles? Fuck Dave Portnoy.
What, is it? They don't like their seating.
Seating is a bit of an issue.
But aren't they?
Dude, they don't even fucking come in the office, so I don't know what their complaint got to be. I don't care. They told me they were doing it, so I'm fine with it.
Do you think that them not coming in the office is more they don't want to do work or they don't want to be in a situation that they can't control? You know what I mean? Like they don't want to be like filmed in ways that they're not controlling the narrative.
Not sure.
Huh. Interesting. Good question. Does it bother you?
Yeah, it's starting to bother me. I mean, we got this new office, so they got to start coming now.
Are they going to? What if it seems like if they say fuck
Dave
Portnoy,
I think in the
like
same podcast that they said like we're never going to be there.
They're
they're coming.
By new people.
I guarantee you they'll be coming because I'm going to force them to come.
Yes. What if they don't?
Then their podcast won't go out.
Damn. So where are they going to sit now if
don't like, they have seats?
But I think they said they're not coming in their seats and now there's people in their seats.
Oh, they're coming. I haven't listened to the podcast, but I guarantee you they won't be here maybe every day, but their vlogs have to be Barstool centric. There's no way to do that unless you're here. That's the deal I made with them when we eliminated the talk show version of Group Chat, which is coming back as a Snapchat show. But when that was done, that was like the handshake. Hey, we'll still do Barstool, we wanna do vlogs. Fine, that's what we agreed upon. That will happen. I guarantee you that will happen.
It's just an interesting dynamic to look at. Cause it's like, obviously they're successful, but saying fuck Dave Portnoy is like,
yeah,
you
like,
think a lot
like,
of other
like,
people could get away with
that?
I actually don't
them,
hate it because
the
fucking daddy gang is all
face.
These chicks that are like, ooh, who's this bad boy, Dave Portnoy? Fuck it, who's
any
that?
Publicity is good publicity.
I prescribe that theory.
It's not bad.
It's like, honestly, I'd be like, if a lot of those people are like, who is that?
And maybe if it's like,
so it's good for the Dave Portnoy business,
like,
you don't care.
Good for the brand.
So what if, well, okay, then what if
like
what if they don't come into the office?
They're coming into the office.
But what if it makes you more of a bad boy in the daddy gang eyes? Would you take that trade?
But they are coming into the office.
Okay.
That's
a guarantee. We'll see about that. I don't think anybody controls the daddy gang.
They will make those vlogs. Dave Portnoy, guarantee. Guarantee.
Got it.